What? There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds?
Nope, more like the pair of nerds. Hey, it's me once again, KevinParanerds.com, along with my co-host...
Rooster!
That's right, this is podcast number 141.
Really? I thought we were in the 180s.
What? No, we're never in the 180s.
We will one day.
Not at the pace we're going. Hey, that's 3 weeks in a row. Three motherfucking weeks.
It's funny, though. You would think this whole time we wouldn't be doing podcasts because of the holiday seasons, breaks, and all that stuff. But instead, we were like, let's just record.
We're probably
the only podcast that's recording during the holiday season.
Well, that's the thing. We are. Because I listen to a lot of podcasts, and everyone's like, peace.
See you next year. Everyone have a great holiday.
And the Dean Blundell show got canceled, so I can't listen to that anymore.
It did?
Well, I mean, it's on hiatus, but I doubt it.
I thought I just heard it this morning.
Nah. It probably is best of or something.
Really? What the hell happened?
The whole, like, jury duty thing?
Jury duty thing? So the guys put a jury duty shut
I'll tell you off the air.
people might enjoy it.
No, people don't know who Dean Blundell is. It's like...
Dean Blundell.
It's our version of Howard Stern, just not as intelligent.
Howard Stern's still on?
I don't know. I watched the movie Private Parts once, just because they had the words Private Parts, and I saw boob.
Were there any corrupts at all?
Yeah, there were. Some girl, like, sat on a speaker when he was going...
I thought that was just part of his regular show. I didn't know he was in the movie.
Yeah, it's his, like, biography.
Yeah.
Yes. So this is Podcast 141, and what's on Pipeline this week? Not a whole bunch. My voice cracked. Not a whole bunch. We're just going to be doing news this week.
Ooh.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's the holiday season, and whoop.
Part of sales
deeply done.
Started today. Big one started today.
Yeah, I know. It's in the news, don't worry. I got shit covered. But yeah, so this has been 3 weeks straight that we recorded, which is good because we missed 2 months. And then we're probably going to take a couple breaks here and there because it's the holiday season. And we're working on a couple of things coming up. Cubicity, Gareth just put up a review for that on the website. What website is that, Rui?
Baroners.com.
That's right. Baroners.com. Baranerds. No, that's enough.
Didn't we do that once? As one of our bumpers?
Probably.
Baroners.
Baroners. Baroners. If I remember after this segment, I'll put that in there. That was a good bumper. There's a lot of new news put out, so that's why I was like, well, we can bullshit a third topic, which would probably be bullshit, and it's quantity over quality. No, wait. It's quality over quality. The 100 and
since Howard Stern show.
Yes. Have we been declining? Is that what's going on?
I don't know. I thought we were just plateauing.
I don't know.
With an
occasional
fans. Increase.
Email Kevin at Paranerds. You're not going to email me. You're going to text. Although, I did get an email. Not really an email. More of a tweet of someone saying that I apparently yelled at you last week, and I was mean.
Did you?
Apparently.
The crying.
When you said my name, apparently I snapped on you, but I was joking. But then I heard it again today, and it sounded like I really was pissed. Do you remember?
Yeah. Kevin, blah, blah, blah. Rui. I hate when people say Kevin.
It's pretty funny, or at least I'm pretty funny, because I hate when people call me by my name, because then I respond like an asshole. And I'm like, Kevin, I mean, Rui. Yeah. Go listen to that podcast.
Sweetie of the day. Kevin's an asshole.
Yeah. I forgot where we're going at, but so it's only news, because, you know, we don't have much to talk about. No new games came out.
It's weird, though, because the new consoles came out, and now there's no new games?
Oh, believe me, I'm writing an article about that, about how I have zero desire for the PS4 and the Xbox One.
Actually, there's a very interesting thing. I don't know where I saw it. Probably either on Dorkly or 9day or something, where they were doing all the consoles ever made, what it would cost in today's time.
Yeah.
It was pretty interesting. Like how Nintendo, in today's dollar value, what it was back then, would have cost at about $400. The Sega Saturn was like $900 if you were to pay today.
Isn't that crazy how much I think it cost?
Back then it was like 300. Like back then, a lot of the systems were like $200. Like Super Nintendo, like they're around the $200 range.
Yeah.
But $200 back then, according like you know conversion, was about $900.
And games always cost like $50 or $60. That's why I hate when people complain about how expensive games are now.
It's always been like that.
Yeah, it's always been like that.
Well, back then it was $39. Yeah, back then you'd have to work 7 days to get $39.
That's true. Yeah, it is true. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is true. I found another news topic. That's why I was distracted. What else were we saying? Something about something? Oh, yeah, so that's why this podcast isn't going to have the second segment or third segment, because... Yeah.
Or a fourth, or even a first. Bye-bye!
No, because, well, there's not much to talk about. I mean, we haven't played any new games. Well, the new reviews that are on the site, I didn't play them, so I can't really talk about it. Unless I travel all the way to the UK. Yeah, that's the
thing. Like, they're not making, well, at least from what I know, they're not making new games for... The other Xbox anymore? Are they really? Like, is there anything new coming out for this?
Yeah, that's exactly the thing. Like, an Xbox One, the only game I somewhat want, but not really like enough to buy an Xbox One, is Dead Rising 3, and I don't even really want it that much.
But that's like Xbox One. But I mean, like, for the Xbox itself, is there anything?
Oh, there's a couple of things.
Probably nothing good.
Well, all the games I wanted are old. I just never had a chance to play them before. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
But yeah, I mean, like, Xbox One, there's nothing I want, and I don't feel like putting up with all that cable nonsense with the Xbox, and I really don't feel like putting up with Kinect. I know, but I don't really care. And PS4, I do want a PS4, but there's nothing there. So if I have a PS4 right now, I'd be looking at it going, so you can't play PS3 games, eh? And Knack has been doing poorly, although I do want Octodad.
I didn't see the whole trailer for it, but I saw it as an advertisement on the TV.
My fiance played it, and, she didn't do so well. She did pretty poorly. Didn't you? Yeah, she hated the game.
But it looks like so much fun.
It is fun. I thought it was enjoyable because you gotta like, I don't know, it's just hard to explain.
It was only you who thought it was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. And all the other games that they do offer, like Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty Ghosts, and Contrast, are all on these consoles that we have now. So, I don't know. The Wii U is the way to go. I'm standing by that.
Well, it's Nintendo, right?
Like, Nintendo just did a big announcement. Oh, maybe we should talk about that in our last segment.
Do we too?
Oh, no, we'll talk about that in our last segment. Should we? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Nintendo Direct. Yeah, booyah. Because you know why? Because it's the holiday season. The third topic. Season. It's mostly news. I'm stretching it out.
Dick, but it's alright.
That's true, too. So yeah, we'll talk about the Nintendo Direct that they just did last night.
Never heard of it. Last night?
Yes, sir, Bob. They announced a whole bunch of games and stuff, so we'll talk about that in our last segment.
A bunch of games. Oh, actually, that even reminds me. The Steam box, the beta went out to already some selected players.
I heard about that.
Lucky son of a bitches.
Yes. So what is the Steam box? It's just a...
It's essentially a computer. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's you hook it up to your computer. I mean, sorry, to your TV, and you log on to your Steam account, and you have access to all your Steam games.
Oh, shit.
The hardware is enough to support, you know, current games and upcoming games. You know what I mean? It's not over the top. But it's enough. It's just basically a next console, except for Steam.
Yeah.
That's amazing, right? 90% of the games, like, Steam sales and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, I'd be more than happy to be able to play Binding of Isaac on my TV.
Yeah. But I don't know how much it would cost, though. You know.
I don't know why it's worth it to me.
But it seems like... I don't know.
You know what I just realized?
What?
This is our last podcast before Christmas, so you know how I got it ended, right?
You know how we said that last time, the exact same thing. It was the last one of the year, and we realized there's three more weeks.
That was last year, though.
We'll see you guys next year. Kevin, no, December 1st.
No, but it actually, because if we do record next Thursday, it'll be past Christmas already. So
that means, before Christmas. I meant like...
No, before Christmas. That means, you know what song I have to end this podcast with, right?
Na 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 na. Na na na. Merry Christmas.
That was worth it for the end. No, you know this song.
Na, na, na,
na. All right, I'm going to play it. You let me know if you know this song. It's going to bring chills down your spine. You play it every year.
They're multiplying.
You hear it?
Yeah. No. What? Is it playing?
Yeah.
It's silence. I get it. Santa got me nothing.
Listen.
Is it buffering? What are you playing? I don't hear anything.
I can't do that any louder.
I'm gonna knock it down. I'm gonna knock it down.
Hey, wait, shut up. Shut up.
There's nothing playing. If I can't hear it, no one will hear it.
Oh, well then. Did you just snap on me?
No, okay? I hate it when you tell me to... I forgot what you said, but I just hate it.
Yeah, I forgot what I said too. Anyways, Paul McCartney's show be having a wonderful Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. James hates that.
We all hate that. That's how we end every Christmas holiday season podcast. We're ending it this year.
We like it.
Nah, it's pretty one of the worst songs. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Mine?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Mariah Carey one. All I want for Christmas is you.
Wow, I haven't missed a beat. Mine is that holiday season song. It's the holiday season. Whoop-dee-doo. Snippity-snap. and Jiminy Joke and Jiminy Jack. What games have you been playing?
Lion King, the video game.
Stupid. Oh, by the way, Aladdin.
The musical?
Yeah, awesome.
Didn't you watch that already last week? And we said, oh, you were going to watch it. That's what we're saying. Enjoy watching Aladdin. Hey, okay.
That's
how was it?
It was awesome.
Good.
Yes.
Did they show you a whole new world?
They did. And my fiance cried. Yeah.
It's only a genie. He's actually going to be set free.
The genie was my favorite part of that whole thing.
CGI?
No. It was like a black dude. And he was pretty much a black woman. Like, ah, hell no, Aladdin. I know you ain't saying... That's pretty much
it. Oh, I thought it was actually a black woman. I'm like, that's no. Complete opposite of a blue genie.
He even said the line, ain't nobody got time for that. And I was like, ha, meme. Yeah, it was pretty good. Everyone, if you're into musicals or not, go watch Aladdin. I really enjoyed it.
Nice.
But yeah, so what games have you been playing?
This
is, after all, a gaming podcast. One number 10 on the iTunes video game hobbies and entertainment. That's not true. It would be if you... Fucking people would click on it. Yes.
Bananas?
Yes.
Playing Guild Wars 2 as usual, nothing too special, except I see a lot of advertisements for it on, like, you know, a bunch of websites, like, oh, play now, every 2 weeks, DLC, free DLC, and I'm like, alright, they're kind of trying hard. But, you know, still an okay game, it's just more of an addiction. What else have I been playing? League of Legends as usual, nothing real special going on there. And then I've also been playing Minecraft. Not a lot of it, just recently.
Minecraft!
I fucking love it.
Minecraft!
But for the Xbox version,
wait,
you could download...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, you're just ignoring me.
You just said Minecraft.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought... Never mind, go on.
I thought that part we were saying, can you hear me, was the actual part of it.
No.
Minecraft! Can you hear me? But, yeah. Minecraft, you could download, like, free skins and free, like, you know, texture packs.
For Xbox?
It's only samples of it. Like, the skins, you only get, like, 2 out of, like, 50 characters, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I downloaded the Mass Effect mashup. They also have a Skyrim one, which is okay. But they, when you go to a new game or when you select your save file, they have, you can actually start a Mass Effect world that's already created for you. And I'll admit, really, really good. You should actually give it a shot. Like, they built the freaking whole world of Mass Effect just in Minecraft for you to just start off in.
But I wouldn't understand it because I never played the game Mass Effect.
Doesn't matter. It's all, like, nice and visuals. Like,
so is it like another world, whatever they called it?
No, it's just like starting a brand new world.
A brand new world. What'd you say?
I can show you a block.
Nice.
But yeah, but it's like it's all designed. Instead of having like mountains, it's all supposed to look like space, like Mars or something like that. And, you know, there's like these buildings, but it's all like futuristic looking. It's just, it's impressive. When you look at it, it's like, wow, like this would have taken like 40, 50 hours for someone to actually build. But it's already designed for you. Same thing with the Skyrim world. It's more set in the Skyrim environment, like a lot of trees, big mountains. There's like a big castle you could like claim as your home if you ever wanted to build in it.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was neat. Like, I want to play in it, but I don't want to start all over again. You know what I mean? Like, my other world's not perfect as is. Do I really have to, you know, do it all over again? But I recommend giving that a look.
Oh, just, I don't know. I have too many games to play. It's not really enough fun. Time. No.
It just looks nice, but that's pretty much all I've been playing. It's just a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like, just in general.
Yeah, I get it. Don't worry. I've been working for a while. I get it. I understand. Yeah, I know you're new into this whole working thing.
Work? I'm not new. I just take a lot of breaks.
Yeah. I hate you for that. Hey, we got a segue. You gotta ask what I've been playing.
What have you been playing?
Hey there, thanks for asking. Well, The Simpsons Tapped Out came out with a new update, a Christmas update.
They always do, don't they?
Yeah.
But it's always good updates.
This update is actually good because there's a character finder. And you can add me, Kevin Left 3. I think that's my name. If not, then possibly Left Over 3. I think it's Kevin Left. Kevin Left 3, Origins, yes, add me. So they added the snow and all that jazz, but they even added a character finder, which is the biggest update I can have ever asked for.
So, but what does it mean? Like, in-game character finder? Like, you have to look for, like...
So, when I click all the, like, the thumbs-ups that signify that the character's done their tasks...
Yeah.
I instead of like going back,
having to search through the whole entire city for them to give him a new job, you just find them.
Yeah, and so Rod, because Rod and Todd are tiny, right? So and the game's so zoomed in that sometimes they're behind buildings and I miss them because I do everything. I make everyone do like a 12-hour shift when I'm sleeping, and an 8-hour during my work shift because it's an 8-hour work shift, mm-hmm. and another 12-hour and so on and so forth. And I hate when it's like 9 p.m. and I'm looking through it, just collecting like you know money. And yeah. I see Rod walking around. I'm like, no, Rod. Now I got to put you on a 4-hour shift. And you're throwing everything off.
You're making children work, Kevin?
Yes, I am. And so instead of that, they added this little thing. You just press the character, like whoever's still around. You just press it and boom, that's it.
But like, what do you mean? There's a menu that pops up and it shows you everyone you pretty much own?
No, it just shows the top left corner. It shows like, say, Lou. And then you click Lou and make him do his A task. And then all of a sudden it turns into Eddie. And then you press that and so on and so forth. Like, it's just automatically selects the next character.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome. So I've been playing a lot of that because hey, it seems to tapped out.
It's an addiction.
And did I tell you I paid $1
for donuts? Donuts?
Yeah. I know.
But Kevin, you said you wouldn't do that.
I know. No, what happened was I felt bad. I've been playing this game for exactly a year.
And I was like, satisfaction of free stuff?
And that's why I was. I was like, you know what? I feel like I put a lot of time to this game. And, like, for free. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy a Krusty the Clown donut scratch thingy.
Yeah.
Because you can buy donuts, like, $1, I think, gives you 5. But if you
Liberty Bell. Liberty Bell. Did they do one of those?
I won 12 donuts, so it was good. It was worth it.
Nice. How much would a regular donut cost if you were to buy one?
For $1, I think you get, like, 5 or something. So.
Oh, look at that. Jackpot.
See that? So that's why it was a scratch ticket.
You're never getting back again, huh?
I know. Don't worry. I spend a lot of stupid money on iPhone games. We'll get there. Yeah. And I spent my first $1 on that game ever. And I was like, oh, crap. I want more donuts.
They got you now. Now they're going to get leak weekly subscription letters.
No, what my thing is, I'll give $1.
I heard you like donuts.
I'll give $1 a year. That's it. So next year, at some point, I'll give $1, and that's it. It's like...
Well, you might as well just pay $50 for the next 50 years, you know? So you don't have to have inconvenience.
Fuck it, I'll just do 100, get it over with, right?
Yeah, just for the next 100 years, might as well, right? Exactly. Because what happens if next year you forget, then the year goes by, and then you're like, shit, I swore I would, you know, once a year.
Just think
just give me your credit card number.
Okay, here it is, 4-5... Actually, that really was my credit card number. Scratch that. So besides Tapped Out, I've also been playing... I've been playing a lot more portable games than anything else. look at me choking. Contra is free on the iPhone. If you go on our website, there's a free app of the day. There's a free Contra game.
Nice.
Officially by Konami.
It's its own style or the original?
It's its own style. It's cool. Like a step up from the arcade. It was
but a step down from reality.
Yes. Huh? I had the original... Back in the day when I had a flip phone, I bought a Contra game. For like $20 maybe, because I was stupid. And it only had 3 levels. This one, I don't know how many levels it is, but there's a lot of stuff in it, because you could unlock new characters and all that. The game automatically shoots for you, which is good, because you're going to be shooting a lot in Contra regardless. And yeah, you just go around shooting people. It's Contra. It's exactly what you remember.
Nice.
With added elements of being free and on your iPhone. And it works well with the iPhone, because it's only really one button, right and jump. Well, that's 2 buttons. And then there's left and down.
And then shoot, and then select.
No, shoot is automatically.
Ah.
So that's free. I don't know how long that's free for, but if you went to the site, you would have got it for free. Oh, remember that RoboCop game I was playing?
Yes.
Yeah, I was playing that for a while, and then the game updated, and it's like, hey, welcome to RoboCop. Let me tell you about your tutorial. I was like, listen, motherfucker, you know how far I made it? So I deleted it. It got rid of my progress. I was so pissed.
Aww.
Yeah, damn right, huh? Besides that, I bought another game on the iPhone, Tomb Raider. The original Tomb Raider.
Oh, the original where you could lock the butler in the closet?
Yeah, in the freezer. We all did it. I like how you actually did that. We all did that to the butler.
He was creepy.
He was.
I'd be upstairs trying to practice my jumps, and he just comes out of nowhere.
He's like, Mr. Wayne. You're like, nah.
No, Mr. Wayne, leave me alone.
So, did you put him in the freezer?
Yeah.
Did you shoot at him, and then he puts a tray up in front of him?
No, I never did that. I don't think at that age, I had the heart to shoot an old man.
Yeah. So
monster.
It's the original Tomb Raider game for your iPhone for $1. I was like, yes. And they had to call it Tomb Raider 1 with like Roman numeral because there's
then people who don't look at the screenshots are like, I just bought Tomb Raider, the new one, for $1.
Yeah, so I think they had to do that. Which sucks. This is what happens when you remake games and movies. You gotta differentiate them somehow. I bought that.
You should call Tomb Raider the movie.
I don't know what you just said, so I'm gonna ignore that. So I bought that for $1. And I haven't tried it yet, but I got a little scared.
Why?
Because I opened it and it's like, Tomb Raider. It doesn't have a theme song, so I made one up. And it's like, welcome to Tomb Raider. Just fucking controls and buttons everywhere on the screen. I'm like, no.
So well, let's realistically think about it. Like, how many controls were there?
There was
only like four? Two buttons: front, jump, back.
PlayStation. Just think of the PlayStation controller. That's all the buttons.
I'm making a joke. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You're saying Contra only had two buttons, and you listed like seven.
Yes.
Jeez.
I'm talking about Tomb Raider, though.
I know, and I was saying, I used that joke and applied to Tomb Raider. How many controls can there possibly be? There's like two: jump, front, back.
That joke went.
Starting again.
Forget. So I've been playing Tomb Raider. Actually, that's a lie. I haven't played it. It went holy buttons.
Actually like holy buttons?
There's a lot of buttons. It's like here's jump, dive, breathe, shoot, run, walk, fire, Captain Planet.
He's they added tilt into it. Tilt people forward. That's four less buttons.
But the good thing is, it is the original game. So her polygon boobs. Yeah, it's still there.
Polygon.
Sorry.
Her polygon boobs are polygon.
Yeah, it's pretty. Man, I can't believe you jack off to that. I really did. Did you? You ever put the camera like behind her butt?
No. Once I got the internet, I searched up. Polygons.
Yeah, I did too. But I really did. I jerked off a lot to that game. I don't know if that was the intention. It must have been. It had to be. It's not my fault.
There was fun facts on it that...
I did it through the manual. I would lie on the floor, look through the manual, and go nuts. I'm not even joking.
Time on your hands. Oh, that's the name of your penis.
Oh, little time.
Oh,
seriously, though, it's tiny.
You got so little time in this world.
It's so little time and so much entertainment from it. But yeah, so I haven't played it yet, though, but it is the original one. It was $1, so I definitely can't say no to that. But yeah, I'm writing a review on it, so look forward to that because that will be coming out soon.
Cool.
The other game I've been playing was Amazing Spider-Man for the iPhone. Now, I know you're thinking, but Kevin, you already played that game! No, I didn't, you freak! Get out of here! Woo! I played the Total Mayhem Spider-Man game for iPhone. This is the Amazing Spider-Man game for iPhone.
Yeah, that's the movie, right?
What happened to your voice? You sound like a goat. No, goats screamed. They're like, they're terrible. Or terrifying. But yeah, so the Amazing Spider-Man, guess how much it was on the iPhone?
How much? $1.
$6.99.
Nice. That's not bad.
I was. Not bad at all. I didn't expect that reaction. The game normally is $6.99, and from the screenshots I saw.
It's normally $6.99. Is it normally $6.99, or was that a sale price?
How are you this confused? I haven't said anything yet.
Okay, you said you got the game for $6.99.
No, I said the game is normally at $6.99.
No, but before they said I got the game for $6.99, I'm like, nice. And
no,
said, I
didn't.
Expect that reaction. And then you said, the game is normally $6.99.
No, I said I got the game's Amazing Spider-Man. I did the whole skit with the little freak. And then I said, normally the game is $6.99.
No, you didn't. You said you got it for $6.99. Then you said, normally the game is $6.99. Okay. Well, game $6.99. You got it for how much?
Apparently,
did you
I'm
get
wrong.
It?
According to my fiance, who's sitting behind me listening, which is weird.
And all the Twitter fans, that one guy, girl,
yes.
Boy.
Okay, so let me try this again. So I bought the Amazing Spider-Man. Originally, the price is $6.99. Cool. Oh, I know what I did. I lied because I was going to throw you off.
Oh,
right. So I bought it for $6.99. Original
you got
price
it for an amazing
price
Spider-Man?
Of $1. Man, okay. That was a bad, terrible setup. That was awful. Yeah, because the game. I wanted it for a long time, and according to the screenshots, it looked like Venom and or Carnage. Or it could have been a lizard with a nice shade of red and or black.
And the lizard in a Carnage costume.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
They did new skins Wolverine. Available for the lizard.
But here's the thing that blew my mind. So I bought the game for $1 because I've been wanting this game for a long time, and no way in fuck am I ever going to spend more than $5 on an iPhone game.
But it's still not bad.
It's still a good price, but I'm a cheap bastard. I can't, my iPhone is, I play it a lot, but I don't play it as, the game. You know
what
I
mean? Well, just imagine running that game. You'd have to be hooked up to the wall. Because it has low battery.
Oh, I see.
So as soon as it's like, 10% left.
That was a Spider-Man song. That was good. Peter!
I'm going for Batman. Hey, did you see the trailer for the new Spider-Man movie?
Yeah, if you listen to our last week's podcast, me and Kadeem talk about it.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, it looks good.
Did you see the trailer for the Godzilla movie?
Yes. We talk about that too.
Not bad. Not bad. I watched The Hobbit, actually.
Not bad. Not bad.
It wasn't bad, actually. Right. Except they did it what they did with the first Hobbit, where they climax at the end, or not climax, cliffhanger.
Yeah.
You know, and you're kind of like, oh, that's the part I want to see. Now I got to wait till next year to watch it. But boy, not bad. Not bad.
Did they still look weird? Because I remember last time you spoke about the first time.
We didn't go to the high frames. It was available, but it was like 30 minutes later. And I wanted to go, but they're like, no, but my eyes are going to hurt. But I'm like, but it's the real thing. So we didn't watch it in the high frame res. Stupid. But it still looked good, though. Still looked good. Orlando Bloom, sexy as always.
Yes.
Looks good.
That's good.
There's a female version of Orlando Bloom's in there.
That's good.
Very good. It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
So anyways, what was I saying? Amazing Spider-Man.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the thing that blew my mind about it.
It's not actually Spider-Man.
This game is $6.99 originally, which is not bad. You know, not bad. Is it bad or not good? What were you saying? I forgot.
I said it was nice. It wasn't bad. $6.99. It's not bad. $6.99. So, not bad.
Do you believe that Square Enix has the balls to charge anyone $16.99 for a Final Fantasy game?
Yeah, that was like last month or 2 months ago.
They have like five Final Fantasy games on there for like $15.99.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And
that was bad enough when I heard the first one. I was like, no one's going to pay that much.
Mind you, it is like remakes of the original games, which I do want, but $15.99? I'd rather just buy the DS version for like $10. Or the original version on like, I don't know, something for like $5. $15.99 for an iPhone game? Gosh, crazy. I'll never, ever buy that much money. Then again, I said never buy
that much money? Dear Lord.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so they have the I can't believe it. I was like, really? And then they had a Square Enix sale. It's like, instead of $14.99, it's $8.99. I'm like, no! I'm not going to spend this much money.
It's a little better.
Because they just released San Andreas on the iPhone for $6.99. And I'm like, that's still too much.
Well, it's not, but
I know that the iPhone games come on sale so often that I have no problem. For example, I've been waiting for a year for this Amazing Spider-Man game to go on sale. I haven't played that much.
Pretty often.
Yeah. I haven't played that much of the game. Honestly, I just opened it and looked at the pretty graphics. But here's the thing that blew my mind. I had the Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, a lot of things have been blowing your mind, man.
That's the same thing. I just never got to it.
Oh, okay. So your mind's been blown so much that you're in repeat now.
Yes. So here's the thing that blew my mind.
It was $6.99.
It was $6.99. So at first price, I bought it for... No. So Amazing Spider-Man on the Xbox 360 or PS3 version was so good, I owned both versions for the achievements and or trophies.
Yes.
I bought the DS or 3DS version because I wanted the game again, but the 3DS version was a pile of shit. So I said, fuck that noise, and returned it. Because in the 3DS version, you couldn't swing your webs from side to side, and go in the town like Spider-Man does in Amazing Spider-Man. The best part of Spider-Man is being able to swing around the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't do that in the 3DS version.
How was the side scrolling?
No, it was just a map, and it's like, where do you want to go next? Use your stylus to press on the touchscreen. So that sucked. But the Amazing Spider-Man on the iPhone is a full-fledged, like, open-world swinging game. It was a buck. I was like, how the hell that happened? And it looks so much prettier because it's Retina display.
Nice.
Yeah, it's such a great game. Super nice
for a dollar.
It's fucking A for a dollar. Did you know the original price was $6.99?
Did it blow your mind?
It did blow my mind, and I bought it for a dollar.
Is it still now for like a dollar, or is that a past sale?
Probably not. I don't know. People have iPhones. They can look it up themselves. I beat A Link Between Worlds, even though I beat it last week. Did I talk about it?
Is it beat or is it bet?
Beat. Bet is when you like bet someone. Beat is when you beat someone. Stupid. Get it right.
Yeah, well... I know, I used to say, or probably still do, I beat the game. No, I bet the game. I don't know.
Let's beat the game, trust me.
I bet the game.
We're Portuguese, we've been saying bet our whole lives, that's why we're wrong.
That's about right.
Yeah.
No, you did tell us you beat it.
You do get something. What'd you say?
Yeah, you were confused about giving?
Shut up. I'm not English, not first language. A Link Between Worlds, yes.
You did not discuss it at all.
I spoke about it last week.
You talked about it, but you never said you beat it. You were talking about how the angles and the pictures make it look like it's blah blahs.
Yeah, like how it's the shot, the way they had to make it. Anyway, yeah. I beat the game. Awesome ending. Awesome game. It's actually a really, really fucking good game. And now there's hero mode, and I'm going to give the game a couple of, like, a break. Because I don't want to beat it right away.
But that's what people always say, but then, like, I say that, then I just forget about it.
No, I've done that. Remember Arkham Asylum?
Yeah.
I said I'll play this game in a year.
Because during that portion of the time you played, there was absolutely nothing in life.
And I was jobless.
And you looked at your shelf and you saw, hey.
I actually looked at my shelf and I wanted to do this thing for the longest time and just play my games again in alphabetical order. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at my shelf now and I'm like, Air Conflicts, Alan Wake, that was a little good. Amazing Spider-Man, I already beat it like 3 times.
I just bought it for a dollar.
I'm like, Arkham Asylum, I already beat that. Arkham City, I can do it again. Battlefield 4, or Battlefield Bad Company, forget it. And I'm like, fuck the whole thing.
forget it.
But I've always wanted to do it again in alphabetic order, but forget it.
Yeah, but then you realize how many shit games you have.
No, I have a lot of good games, though. I got rid of all the shit ones.
Don't you have, like, Airship Commander?
You mean Carrier Commander?
That's the one.
Yeah, but that was a review copy. I don't get rid of my review copies. They're my
trophies.
Yeah, but
that means you have to play it.
I'm like Dexter with, like, the little blood samples. I just put it in my air conditioning.
Spoiler alert.
That's the premise of Dexter.
I didn't know his name was Dexter.
He works in air conditioning. So Link Between Worlds, great game. I'm gonna play Hero Mode in about 6 months. I played Ocarina before Worlds, or fuck it's called, Ocarina of Time, recently before I got Between Worlds, so. In your face.
Before you got Between Worlds?
Well, if the games are worth going back to, then I'll play them. But yeah, the review for Link Between Worlds is on the site. I gave it a 9.5. Out of 10?
Yeah, 10? He had a really good score.
I give it
I've
a
been
score.
Wanting to download like an emulator, like a Nintendo 64 emulator.
Shut up, we don't do emulators here.
Oh, I'm sorry, let me go pull up my Nintendo 64 from under the stairs. You know how much of an inconvenience that is?
I'll wait.
I'm not going
to
get it.
What game do you want to play for your N64
emulator? No, just Ocarina of Time, like to replay it.
Oh.
At least I'm not saying I'm going to play it on the 3DS and emulate. I'm talking about old school. A system I own, Kevin. I own the Nintendo 64. God.
Disclaimer. Kevin? From Paranerds.
Does not approve of emulations.
Kevin from Paranerds doesn't really care. Do what you want. If you want to emulate. You want to steal a DVD? You want to steal a purse, would you?
Yes. If I had Ocarina of Time in it.
Piracy.
I don't even know if my TV allows freaking component cable. I think it's all HDMI shit back
That's
there.
That's true. Yeah, Nintendo, and if they released Ocarina of Time on the Wii U, which they haven't, we wouldn't be in this conversation.
I might actually get a Wii U, to be honest.
Dude, do it! I lent Brown
Bear. So we can send little like Facebook messages
to
each other.
Dude, it's so much fun. I just wish I had someone. Were you over when I used the Wii U chat thing and I drew penises all over my brother's face? Was that you? Or was that Brown Bear?
Probably Brown Bear.
Oh, never mind. I lent him Zombie U because he's like, I have no more games to play. I was like, here, borrow this. And so he's playing Zombie U right now. Although I'm pretty sure he left in his car. I should text him. But yeah, speaking of Wii U, I've been playing Legend of Zelda Wind Waker still.
I wanted to like play that. That's why I kind of want one. But I kind of wanted to get the Wind Waker Collector's Edition. You know what I'm talking about?
The Wii U controller and all that jazz?
No, I don't know if the controller is gold. But yeah, it has like, you know, inscriptions on the Wii U pad and all that stuff. Because I know there's going to be another Legend of Zelda game. But I don't know, I don't need any more things hooked up to my TV.
I know, but the Wii U is only one cable and you can get rid of your Wii.
My Wii's already been packed up.
Oh, really? Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Zelda and Hyrule book that you have, which we weren't talking about, remember my Superman book?
Yep. I got destroyed.
Yeah.
Wow. Your cat.
I spilled coffee at it at work.
No!
Yeah. And it wasn't like a whoopsie doodle, clunk. It was like a because I'm looking at it going, what the fuck is happening? Yeah, it sucked. And my Watchmen comic completely destroyed.
Oh.
So I opened it like a fan on the floor.
Yeah.
And then I let it dry or whatever the fuck was happening. And then I had to like slowly open each page. And all yours.
Oh, just like a bad porno magazine.
Oh, dude, it sucked. I was like, wow, this really sucked. And I don't want to open it because it hurts my heart.
This is why you don't get good things, Kevin.
I know. I'm usually
you
really good.
Trust the responsibilities of Superman.
I'm usually really good with these things.
Oh, did you ruin any of your Spider-Man stuff?
No.
How's your Sonic the Hedgehog thing?
It's good.
Exactly. You had to ruin the one thing I love.
I'm sorry, Rory. I'm sorry. It's still readable.
Readable? Is it?
Readable.
Is it?
It is.
Superman leaped over coffee stain. Why did it spell coffee stain on the book?
It sucks. Anyways, I'm going to cry. So I've been playing Legend of Zelda Wind Waker. I finally got the little Wind Waker, I guess it's called. I never played the game before, so I have no idea how I'm doing.
The boat?
No. Oh, yeah, I just got the boat. He's like...
A little conductor thingy?
Yeah, a little conductor thingy.
It's supposed to be an ocarina.
No, it's not.
I know, but it's supposed to be the equivalent of it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
I didn't like that change.
By the way, people, I wasn't actually yelling at him last week. Maybe I was a bit, but I was joking. I'm sorry, Rory, if I
cried.
You. I'm sorry.
But yeah, at first I didn't really like the concept of Wind Waker, but playing it, like, I loved it.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I just need more time, but fuck. Link really gets annoying after a while. Hi-yah! I'm like, shut up! But there's a cool little feature. I don't know if I told you about the bottles.
No, what bottles?
Wow. So you can turn this on from your Miiverse, and you can find bottles with like notes in them on the beach.
Oh, sent from other people?
Sent from other people.
Nice. Yeah. See, that's creative. At least Nintendo thinks of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
They don't even freaking mention it in anything like easy, a simple commercial. You know, stay in touch with friends and family with the, you know, Wii U, whatever, social media. Like, I don't think they ever advertise anything.
Dude, I'm reading the back of the box. Connect through Miiverse. Write a letter, put it in a Tingle bottle, and send it out to sea to be found by other players via Miiverse. And then there's a stupid little thing that says, even send pictographs. Is that the bottle? It is the bottle. Why is the bottle talking? That's fucked up.
You know what would be funny? You should put a letter saying you shouldn't pick up bottles that don't belong to us. You know, something along those clever, witty, like, you know. So the person who finds it feels like he's disgusting for picking up garbage.
Anyways, so that's a cool little feature it has. The other game I've been playing, now moving away from iPhones and Nintendo, was Bioshock Burial at Sea. Yes, the other game I was playing was Bioshock Burial at Sea.
Is that the DLC?
It is a DLC.
First one, or is that like the second one?
Well, it's technically the second one, because the first one was like a wave crap enemy thingy.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a horde.
The first one was a horde, yeah, exactly. This one is an actual storyline that takes place in Rapture.
Like the original?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm a little distracted.
Did I blow your mind?
No, actually a little bit.
Yeah, so you remember how you... spoilers.
The game came out this year, come on.
Spoilers. Take off the headphones for about 25 seconds. You see Rapture. Alright, we're back. So yeah, it takes place in Rapture. I guess it's not really a spoiler if the DLC is called Burial at Sea. I can't say much about it, but it's pretty freaking awesome. It's about 2 hours long, which is kind of shitty. And it kind of proved to me that I'll never buy season passes ever again. This is the first and only game I'll buy season pass for.
It's well, just because, like, they'll probably just put it on discount the next day.
Well, not only that, it's just not worth it. Like, I spend, like, $20 on season pass for two DLCs, and the first DLC was something I didn't play. The second DLC was 2 hours long. I'm like, I could have just waited and played it eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm never buying a season pass again.
Seems a little, not even the Call of Duty Ghost season pass?
Not even the Call of Duty Ghost season pass, including the dog, hey! But yeah, so it was pretty good. I'll tell
you. How many more are there? Like,
there's one more.
One more?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what happens off the air, but it's pretty fucking cool.
Cool.
And involves little sisters.
Little sister, won't you something?
Wow. A couple more games, I swear. I've been playing Silent Hill on the PSP.
Don't you always play Silent Hill on the PSP?
But I've been playing it again because I'm like, I don't know, I want to play Silent Hill because I got my PSP working. And I played this...
Oh, wait, I had the issue of the battery. If it's not hooked up to life support, it won't even turn on,
Yeah, so
right?
I got a new battery now, so it actually works. So I've been walking... I haven't been walking around doing shit. I'm sitting down on the bus playing Silent Hill. And I play the game so many times that I know the puzzles. Like, I just know it. I know what to do next.
Except I don't remember anything. If you were to put me in Silent Hill, I'd never even know what
to do. Well, I played the game so many fucking times. So there's this one time that I had a brain fart where... I remember that you had to grab a rubber ball, go on the roof... And then you put the rubber ball in a hole while you turn the water on. The water shoots the key down the valve, or the pipe. It's quite simple, Rui, obviously.
But?
I don't remember what to do after that. So I was like, what the fuck am I doing? So I walked around for like 2 hours, my way to work and my way back from work. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. So I went home, because I forgot about... I remember, like, I was like, a ball, a hole in the floor. The ball was going up a hole in the floor. Like, I put those pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot what to do after. I'm like, okay, the key went down. Now what? It never crossed my mind to look for the key.
But where was the key? Just like,
well, that's the thing. I thought, like, I knew that the key went down a pipe, and I assumed to go down to the basement, but I couldn't get to the basement because I was locked, because guess what opens that gate? The key! So, for the longest time, I couldn't figure it out, and then I had to actually look on GameFAQs. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I hate, like, not going anywhere, but it's taking so much time.
Yeah, like, and you don't feel like you want to look because it's like you kind of... Like,
I've done it before.
Yeah, but not that, but it kind of takes the experience away from, you know, playing the game
thing. When you look on GameFAQs.
But then sometimes you get put in a position where you're just like, you know what, I don't fucking care. Call me a cheater, throw me in jail, I don't care. How the hell do you do this?
I know that we played the game. I know we played the game without internet back in the day. We actually did play it.
Yeah.
And I played the game so many times, and I know where the key is. I just forgot.
You just don't know.
But anyway, so I was playing a game, and I was looking online, and it was like, go into the courthouse and go into the corner that you'll never expect. And I was like, oh, how the hell was I supposed to know that? I completely forgot that it's in the courtyard.
And, back then, we remembered.
Yeah, but I knew that. I just didn't think to look there because, I don't know. brain fart. Three more games, I swear.
Holy shit, man, you've been busy as fuck.
Last week, I wish I knew about this during the podcast. Fallout 1, Fallout 2, and Fallout Tactics were free. I sent you a text message about that.
Yeah. I got too lazy. I was laying in bed. I was like, fuck it.
So I wanted Fallout 1, Fallout 2. I didn't know about Tactics, but I wanted those two games for the longest time on PC. I just couldn't get myself to pay the $5 for it because I'm a cheap bastard. Because I don't play PC games, right? So, that would be like a waste of money. Anyways, there was a website, Gaming on Something or Other, that had all three games for free. And I downloaded all three games for free. You know, fucking awesome. So I played Fallout, and it's like, I don't want to see the world on fire. And then I killed a rat, and I have no idea what I'm doing in the game.
Is that the first one?
The first one. So it's not first person. It's sort of
like... No, it's like kind of top view.
Like The Sims.
Kind of, yeah.
Sort of, yeah. But yeah, so I killed a rat. I walked around. I said, this takes too long, and I turned it off. But I do plan to go back to it.
Cool. Hey, it's free.
Yeah, it was free, so I have no complaints whatsoever. And I love Fallout, so that's why I wanted to play the original. I've been playing the hell out of Spy Hunter 3DS.
Spy Hunter? What?
Spy Hunter, we talk about this
every week. Oh, Spy Hunter. Yes. I was like, it's that Spy old game. Hunter. What the hell is Spy
it's
Hunter?
It's a really, really good 3DS game. The graphics aren't that great, but the gameplay is just fun as shit. Like, I'm almost done. And that's all I play if I'm not playing Silent Hill, because I was like, fuck that key. I want to go play Spy Hunter. If you have a 3DS, pick it up. It's probably $10 now, and it's worth it. It's surprisingly good. It's way better than Shinobi. It's way better than Sonic Generations. It's just a really fun game. So, get it.
Nice. Yeah. First, I gotta get a 3DS.
And the last game I have been playing, which was part of Nintendo Direct's announcement yesterday, was a game called NES Remix.
Remix!
Chicka-chicka! Yeah, NES Remix. So Nintendo did an announcement, we'll just put it in part of our news segment, because our intro is kind of long, so I don't want to stretch it out. This is just the intro. They did the Nintendo Direct, which we'll talk about later, but there was one game that they announced that no one was expecting. No one knew it was coming, called NES Remix.
Okay.
So what it is, it's, think of WarioWare games.
I liked it.
That, but with, like, NES characters.
Like, cross the whole Nintendo franchise?
Yes. The original classic Nintendo
games.
Solid. So, it's like... So, you have Super Mario World... Super Mario Brothers. Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr. Urban Championship, Balloon Fighter, Excite Bike, Ice Climbers, Wrecking Crew.
You name it, all of it.
Legend of Zelda. Like, all these games. There's more, too. I just can't think of it right now. Combined into this collection. So what it is that if you're playing the Mario Brothers game, mm-hmm. Super Mario Brothers game, it has challenges. So it's just snippets of the games. So it'll be like, you know, reach the goal without getting hit within this time limit. You do that. The next round will be kill 3 Goombas in a row. You do that. And then those are the challenges. Another level will have, play the Mario level backwards.
Like the first level?
Yeah.
That must be so odd to play because you're so used to doing it one way.
I never knew how much I sucked at Super Mario Brothers, and apparently I do. There's one where the challenge is like knock the vine out of the block, and you have to jump off the trampoline, and I can't fucking do it. I'm like, why? It's like you have to jump in between two blocks, and I just can't get the trampoline down. The excite button, because at first it starts off with just simple like tests, like, you know, just go to the left, go to the right, just to show you how to play. But eventually, like, excite bike is like make it to the end of the line without putting your wheel down.
So pop a wheelie.
Pop a wheelie during the whole time. And Donkey Kong has like, you know, jump over 20 barrels it's like mini challenges, and that's the game. But the cool thing is it has all those games, but then there's NES Remix. The rounds, the stages. These are the new levels, because everything else uses the exact same sprites and the exact same everything, music and gameplay. The NES Remix levels are exactly what they're called, Remix. So you can play as Link in a Donkey Kong level. Yeah. Except, if you remember the original Donkey Kong game, you have to jump over the barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that Link cannot jump in the original Legend of Zelda?
You gotta sword it, don't you?
Exactly, you do.
Nice remix.
And there's a lot of things I use with filters. I haven't played too many because I want to play all the other bullshit games like Balloon Fighter and Urban Champion because I hate those games. I always have and I fucking can't stand them. But I'm trying to get rid of those games so I can play the new ones, the good ones. And sometimes, like, you know, remember the Mario Brothers game with the pipes and the turtles?
Yes.
So the game will be zooming out as you're playing until it becomes like the Brady Bunch screen where you just see, because remember how if you run to the left, you come out of the right?
Mm-hmm.
So as the game is zooming back out, you see like 1,000 different versions of Mario on the TV.
Why?
And it's so hard to see. Sometimes the game will go to silhouette, where if you play the original Mario Brothers game, Super Mario Brothers, I should say, when the game's silhouette, you can't tell where a Goomba is because there's a bush in the way, and because they're both, like, silhouetted, so you don't know where they are. It's so fucking awesome. It was only $15.
That's not bad, I guess, for something, like, pretty much has its, you know, retro feel to it, but completely new.
Yeah, I saw people complaining about the price, and I was like, come on, $15 is an amazing price for all for this package. And that means if this does well, because this came out of nowhere, like, no one really asked for it. So if this does very well, then that means we're going to get, hopefully, an SNES remix version.
Oh, you'd wish.
That'd be awesome.
I'd want that.
Anyway, so I'm writing a review on that. I'll be sure to put that up sometime this week. And yeah, now for some new releases.
New releases!
All right, so the games that came out this week on new releases is a game called Tiny Thief for PC.
Tiny Think?
Tiny Thief.
Oh, what the hell's that? I'm assuming it's something to do with a thief. Is he tiny?
Yes. DayZ Standalone.
DayZ Standalone? Oh, nice.
Big Pimpin. Eating cheese.
I don't know any of the songs.
I think that was it.
Probably. Big Pimpin.
Minecraft PS3 edition.
It was never on the PS3? Oh, no, it was
for Xbox, yeah.
Oh. It's not really exclusive for Xbox when, you know, PS3 has it.
Yeah.
I guess their contract ran out.
BitTrip presents Runner 2 Future Legend of Rhythm Alien for Vita. The Pinball Arcade for PS4. Furmans for Vita. Flow for Vita PS4. Oh, this is a good one. The Walking Dead Season 2.
Yes, it came out. Yeah. I'm gonna wait for it to go on sale. I'll probably wait long enough that
I'll get it for
Walking
you
Dead. Yeah. Well, no, that Walking Dead, the first episode will come out for free. You know how they had that giveaway? Then maybe I'll buy the rest.
I'm gonna wait for season
a disc two. Version.
No, disc version. Well, maybe.
Because it's just add to collection, you know.
Well, it's because I know, like, when I play the original Walking Dead games, I hated waiting for like those 2 months.
Yeah, I hated waiting it.
So I want to know what happens next. So I'm going to buy I'm going to buy episode 1 of season 2 when episode 2 of season 2 is about to come out, and then so on and so forth.
No, I'm just going to wait for all of it to come out.
Yeah, it'll probably be like 6 months, but then again.
Hey, I'm good with that, to be honest. I'm not in a hurry.
And you do play as Clementine.
Yeah, I saw like some screens of
That's
it.
That's interesting. So I want to see what happens there, because I do miss Lee. The game's been out for a while. Dementium 2 HD. Has come out for PC, which is interesting. Dementium was a DS game. A really good DS game.
So, how come I never heard of it, huh?
I don't know. It was on our top 10 Easter, or under gems, hidden gems, that we made like 2 years ago. Awkward. Yeah, Killzone Shadowfield comes out for PS4.
That's the new one, right?
Yeah.
I like the commercial.
Only reason to get a PS4. I played Killzone. I actually had 1 and 2. Couldn't get into it. I'm tired of
it. I have number 2 on my shelf.
You have a PS3?
No, it was for the PlayStation 2, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
I don't know. I have it sitting on my... I thought it was Killzone 2. I have Killzone on my shelf.
I thought that was for PS3.
Give me a second. I'll get the name. Just keep it busy.
All right. So as Rui's going to go find out if the Killzone game is indeed Killzone 2 for PS3. Which,
oh, my keyboard!
Which, it's not, because he just broke his shit.
I forgot that I packed it away, because my brother gave me his PS2.
Yeah?
And he gave me some soccer game, Killzone, and some other crap.
Killzone for PS2, really?
Yeah, I just don't remember. It's probably the first Killzone, or the second, but it's Killzone, I know that for sure.
Alright, I'll take your word on it.
I remember I was saying, I wonder how much I could get for it. But then I was like, fuck, I don't feel like selling this kind of shit.
I could easily look it up, and I'm too lazy. Actually, I'm doing that right now. Killzone PS2. There we go. You're right.
Was it first one or second?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Anyways, Knack came out for PS4, which hasn't been doing that well.
Mac?
Knack. K-N-A-C-K.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. Now, be careful with those words. Ballpoint Universe Infinite for PC. Sparkle for Vita. Mutant Muds Deluxe for PS3, even though it says Nintendo eShop there. I think they should change that. So there's a pretty much...
Nothing good?
I'm still scrolling around. GameSpot really fucking changed their website, so it's kind of hard to... It's not all like, here's the new games. They're like giving me every new game that came out.
Let's go through this advertisement section to find the games.
Tuesday, December 19th. Is this last year's? Nintendo Dogs Plus Cats Toy Poodle and New Friends? Fuck you.
My god, we found a... wormhole.
Doom 3 EFG edition? What the hell's going on? For PC? Is that not out yet? And the Quake Collection. Ah, nothing really big came out this year. Except for NES. Yeah, NES Remix came out. That's a big success there. NES Remix. Ardo!
Yeah.
Ardo!
Can't wait till next year.
Ardo!
Yay?
Yeah, so this is the holiday season, so we'll be back with talk about news, and that is it, because it's been long. Seriously, though, it's been an hour. Up next, news. And we are back.
Well, back.
And like I said, we're not doing any third segment, even though we kind of said we were and kind of said we weren't, but I just figured if I could, the intro was an hour long, which means that this is our last segment, and we are now in...
News?
News!
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
First things first, PS Vita sales jumped 68% following PS4 launch.
Wonder why that is.
68%, because the Vita is pretty much the gamepad now.
Oh, you can actually use the Vita itself as the gamepad?
It's actually pretty freaking awesome.
So it's kind of like a Wii U kind of thing?
Yeah, because it does remote play with it. Like the PSP sort of, not really, did remote play with PS3 games. And by sort of not really, I mean not at all. Mm-hmm. And you can remote play PS1 games, and I never got that working. I tried Grand Theft Auto 2, because I have the disc, and it was just an awful mess. But apparently the Vita's remote play works awesome. You know how the gamepad, you can play the game on a gamepad?
Yeah.
That's what remote play does, except the only difference is that streaming via Wi-Fi.
Interesting.
Yeah, so and they have a bunch of like little apps and stuff for it. So according to the magazine, Vita said, what magazine? Uh-huh. Vita sales rose by 68% in the week of PS4's launch, and by 65% the week after. It isn't known how many units that translates to, however.
That's pretty good, because it's like, the PS Vita wasn't for the PS3. They made it for PS4.
Yeah.
They were thinking ahead. They knew, you know, let's make it, you know, they're just smart. They're smart.
Yeah, so I mean, it's good for the Vita. I still don't want one, because there's nothing there I want. But if I do get a PS4, because I know they're going to bundle it. They're going to have to bundle it.
Oh, for sure. For like $1,000.
Especially if they're going to make it its companion. So I would wait till then. Because you know, I was going to say a Vita. I wanted a Vita for a while because my PSP wasn't working and I couldn't find a battery. Because I just want to play PS1 games again. And then I got my new battery, so I was like, fuck it, I don't need a Vita. Plus, I have a 3DS, which is so much better. We're going to skip that one. We're going to save that one for last. Nintendo Download 3D Streets of Rage is now available on the 3D Classic Sega.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, how much? I don't know yet. Castlevania NES Virtual Console is now available on the Wii U. A Little Inferno discount. 3DS is 3D Streets of Rage and 3D Shinobi 3. For $6.99.
I don't know if I've ever played Shinobi.
It's actually a really good game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that? No, okay. You were playing the Ninja Gaiden one on the 3DS or the water surfing level, or is that Shinobi?
That's Shinobi, yeah. That's the 3DS version of Shinobi. It was awful. But this is the original Shinobi 3. Why 3? Why not 1 and 2? But it's a classic Genesis 3D version of the same game, including 3D Streets of Rage, which I like Streets of Rage, but it's a beat 'em up. You need to play with friends.
Yeah, you play by yourself, you're just beating yourself.
You're pretty bored. Like, I have Double Dragon for my iPhone, and I'm like, I need a friend. Including the games Crash and the Boys, which came out for the Wii U, which, do you remember that name? Crash and the Boys?
No.
Think Scott Pilgrim.
What about him?
Remember Scott Pilgrim's, like, what was her name? The blonde-headed chick? His ex-girlfriend?
I forgot her freaking name, though.
I forgot her name, too, but remember the name.
I'm trying to remember her band, though. I know they're in that contest, Clash of the Bands.
Yeah, but the name, who's on first? The name of her band was Crash and the Boys.
Interesting.
And that's where they got the name from this game.
See, I didn't know that reference.
Yeah. And if you read the comics, the original name of Scott Pilgrim's band was Sonic and Knuckles.
Sure. Really? The comics.
Yeah. It became Sex Bomb after, but at first it was Sonic and Knuckles.
I wonder why they didn't do that.
I forget. They explained it. Read the comics if you haven't, or the graphic novels. The graphic novels. Sorry. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance gets PC release date. I once wrote about Metal Gear Revengeance, and someone told me to piss off because I didn't talk about the PC date. So people online are mean. But yes, officially the PC version of Metal Gear Rising Revengeance will be out on Steam in just a few weeks on January 9th, 2014.
I don't know if I want it.
Why? You like?
I don't know.
Revengeance.
Yeah, but it's like Devil May Cry.
It's a lot better than Devil May Cry.
I suppose.
All of the extra downloadable content will be included for free. Blade Wolf. Oh yeah, I bought DLC for this game. I should probably go back and play that.
You bought DLC for the game?
I bought the fucking Blade Wolf one.
You didn't buy the Rio de Janeiro one?
No, I didn't buy the Rio de Janeiro one. And Raiden's customizable body upgrades, including white armor, inferno armor, commander armor, Raiden's Metal Gear Solid 4 body, and the cyborg ninja is all included.
The only thing that made it worth it was a pre-order bonus where you could like dress up as Gray Fox.
Yeah.
That's
included in this version, the cyborg ninja.
That's a piece of pre-order, the purpose of a pre-order bonus if you can get it a year later.
But it's on PC, so, and it's also, here's something you might like, when it's released, Rising will be priced at $29.99. However, during the first day of the just launched Steam holiday sale, Rising is currently 33% off.
Ooh. Very good.
You do the math. You do.
Well, I think there's a sale in a certain area that's higher than that in discount. I think it's like 50%.
Oh, okay. Then go there. I don't care.
I don't know if it's on your news. I don't want
to. I don't know. Maybe.
Say it yet.
Okay. Well, anyways, you know Ant-Man, the superhero who's part of the Avengers.
Yeah, that they're making a movie next year.
Yeah. Well, it's not next year. It's 2015.
What year is it next year?
2014.
That's what I said.
Right on. Guess who's gonna be playing Paul? I just said it. Guess who's gonna be playing
Ant-Man? Better not be Paul Walker, because that's too soon.
No. Guess who's gonna be playing Ant-Man?
An ant?
Yes. Paul Rudd.
Who?
Paul Rudd. He was in I Love You Man. He was in Anchorman. Any other movie that ends with man? My Idiot Brother.
Steve Carell?
Paul Rudd.
Who? Is he? Huh? I'm trying to remember. Was he in Hot Tub Time Machine?
Oh, he was in the Seth Rogen one, End of the World as We Know It, whatever it's called.
Everybody was in. Even Rihanna was in.
I don't know. I haven't seen that movie.
Neither have I, but I heard it's really funny.
That's what I've heard too. Paul Rudd. He's in I Love You Man. He's in.
What's his character's name? Character. Oh, in the what? Fat guy?
No. Wait, in what? I Love You Man?
No, in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
No, he was the guy with all the puppets.
Who's on second?
Did you not watch Forgetting Sarah Marshall? Am I thinking of a different movie? Forgetting Sarah Silverman?
Hey man, Sarah Marshall, where his girlfriend broke up with him and he's trying to forget her?
I don't know. Fucking, you know Anchorman?
Is that a chick flick?
You know Anchorman?
The Anchorman?
The movie Anchorman, there's Will Ferrell.
Which one
there's...
was he? Was he the guy that wears a cologne?
Maybe, yes.
Black Panther?
Probably. There was Steve Carell, there was Will Ferrell, there was that bald dude, and then there's the other guy.
I think it's the Black Panther guy.
He was in what's the name of that movie? With the girls, and they go off to Vegas, and they do shrooms with Seth Rogen.
I love
9 months, 9 months.
What's his name again? Paul Iron?
Paul Rudd.
I can just, yes, it is. It's the Black Panther guy. Okay.
Okay.
Wasn't he in Sex and the City? No, it's not. No. Is he? He was, wasn't he?
Come on, Miranda.
Who's the guy that makes his own furniture?
Aiden.
Yeah, but who, what actor is that?
Aiden. No, it's definitely not Paul Rudd.
They look like him.
Anyways, fuck, I didn't mean for that to spiral out of control. he's gonna be playing Ant-Man, which is awesome. And it's gonna be directed by It's gonna be directed by Edgar Wright. Who's Edgar Wright? Shaun of the Dead? What's Shaun of the Dead? I've heard of Shaun of the Dead.
Wait, the fat guy from Shaun of the Dead?
No, he's the director.
Oh.
He's the director.
Shaun of the Dead was a director.
No, Simon Pegg was the actor. He also directed Scott Pilgrim. Yeah, he directed Scott Pilgrim versus the world, so. Anyways, fuck you. that's that. There's gonna be a new character on top of Cranky Kong for Donkey Kong. It's gonna be, oh my god, Funky Kong. F-U. Whoa, whoa, easy there. I'm gonna sing the Donkey Kong rap, but I forgot that's what it's
called. Were you trying to say fun?
I was gonna spell funky. F-U-N-K-Y, but.
Oh, hold on there, buddy.
Yeah, so, Funky Kong, which, dressed up like he's in the 90s, will be the playable character as well in the new Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze game. So that makes Donkey Kong Diddy Kong, Dixie Kong, and Cranky Kong as playable characters, and also Funky Kong.
What'd you call me?
Banana Slammer! Fallout 4 won C 2014 release, hence Bethesda. Sucks.
Something about Bethesda?
So Fallout 4 won't arrive in 2014, Bethesda has hinted. Via the Beth blog, the publisher today released its 2013 holiday card, which contains several references to Bethesda games that we'll see released in the coming year.
You know what sucks about that? It's like, if they said it won't be coming out in 2013, it's like, oh, okay, so it won't come out this year, because it's almost ending. 2014 hasn't even started.
Yeah.
That means you won't be able to play for another year.
Till like 2015, maybe.
Jeez. I might as well go watch Ant-Man.
I got an email from Nintendo, and they're like, Merry Christmas. I was like, thank you. It was nice. Because that's a Christmas card. I didn't get a Christmas card from Bethesda. I'm looking through my emails right now, and I get shit.
Shit.
If you want to, buy Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 and Marvel vs. Capcom 2, because they're going to be gone for the PlayStation Network and Xbox Live Arcade store soon.
But why?
So
it's going to be one of those things, they're going to remove it, then you can't even play online because the servers are gone.
So we currently, I'm talking as Capcom here, we currently have a sale going on in PSN, which allows you a last chance opportunity to get DLC for these games at a 50% discount. Stay tuned for details about any sales in XBLA. So the last day for DLC content for these titles will be available in December 17th, that was yesterday, and December 19th, which is today. So, whoopsie-doo.
That makes this podcast
useless.
Not the news, the actual podcast.
Yes, collector's edition for Final Fantasy X-X2 HD Remaster announced. And I wrote for the upcoming Final Fantasy HD remake, and some guy went off on me on N4G.
Really?
It's not a remake, it's remastered. A remake is making a game from the... I was like, holy... And then I... just N4G, man.
Sometimes these people you wonder, it's like, how can you even... Like, how do you sleep at night?
Yeah. It's like, if you're going to comment, at least talk about the game. Don't talk about what I said. It's funny, too, because I didn't put up the Nintendo Direct on N4G because everyone was putting it up, and I'm like, I know I'm going to get banned. And guess what?
And you're not going to get banned. You're going to get, like, automatically shut down.
Yeah, and there's so many of the same stories up on there, and I was really pissed off. Stupid.
But yours is a duplicate. Everyone else is fine.
Yeah, I didn't even bother putting it up there, and I'm like, I should have. Anyways, so Final Fantasy X2...
You know what's going to happen? Freaking Emilio Estevez over there is going to be sad that he's, like, stalking you. It's like, but Kevin hasn't put anything up in a while. And he starts... A single tear sheds down.
I hope so.
It's like, maybe I've been a little too hard. And then as soon as you put it up, it's like, oh, a duplicate.
I'm back, baby. So... The Final Fantasy XX, if you make me say this title one more time, so help me God, I'll do nothing about it.
It'd be funny if, like, you're the only reason why he's actually a moderator, because he only moderates you. That'd be hilarious. Go ahead, Kevin. Say the title.
FFXX2 HD. That's all abbreviation. It's coming out with the Collector's Edition, which includes a hardcover art book, 40 pages of imagery of Spyra, 5 lithographs of artwork, and also the Final Fantasy X HD Remaster original soundtrack.
That's not bad. That's a nice package.
It is a nice package.
How much?
It'll be $79.99 and sold exclusively at the Square Enix online store.
Oh.
And only available in North America.
God, why do they do that?
Yeah, and it'll be available on March 28, 2014. So, hey, you notice how this is coming out for PS3 and not PS4?
Because they realize not many people have PS4, but I think it's a lie. I think the 12 million sales.
And especially by March 28th, you think that. What's the point of a PS4? I want one still. It just looks
cool. Yeah, it's true. What is the point? If the games aren't coming out for it, then what's the point?
Hey, ask me where I'm getting this news from.
Where are you getting this news from?
I'm getting this news from Paranerds.com.
That wasn't a question.
That was it? So I opened up my 3DS day the other day.
Huh?
I opened up my 3DS the other day. I said
like open to play or open to like crack? Oh god, it's broken.
Like open to like check out the eShop. And okay. Under future releases, there was a picture of Super Mario Bros. 3 and I almost threw up.
Nah, it's a troll. It's April 1st tomorrow.
So, but, apparently, Super Mario Bros. 3 is now available on the Nintendo Wii U Virtual Console in Japan for 500 yen.
Jeez, that's like $10 billion.
So this kind of freaked me out. Super Mario Bros. 3 has not yet been released to the American and European eShop, so it has been released to Japanese 3DS Virtual Console. Oh, okay, so it's for Wii U and 3DS. Okay, good. So for the few among you, he spelled four wrong. Super Mario Brothers 3 takes the game. Except for we know what Super Mario Brothers 3 is.
Yeah.
So this is the only game that I'm actually legitimately excited for. I cannot wait for this because I haven't played this game on a DS legally in a long time.
Yeah, you did play that like cool remake of it, didn't you?
That was the remake, the new Super Mario Brothers 3, the modded version. But you didn't have like the Kale and all the power.
You okay? Yeah.
What are you doing?
No, I'm just adjusting myself. Why was I breathing sexually?
Very, very sexually. And I
was gonna say sales went up, but I don't think we're selling.
And back in the day, I did have a modded DS, but playing this game wasn't good because
it wasn't the game.
It was off, so I never actually played like a legitimately good version of Super Mario Bros. 3. And I will probably buy this on the Wii. Well, here's the thing: I have Super Mario Bros. 3 on the Wii already on a virtual console.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes out, I just have to pay a buck to transfer it over to the Wii U, and I'm gonna buy it on a 3DS. Motherfucker!
Yeah.
Motherfucker! Shit!
Nintendo looking out for its people.
I cannot wait to get this game. I fucking love. This is my favorite Mario game of all time. So.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably my favorite as well.
I thought Super Mario World was yours.
They're both up there. Right. I also like Super Mario RPG.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one, too. Here's the big, big, big news. So,
have you ever heard of anyone say of any Mario game that was bad?
No. I guess Mario is missing, but...
What was that for? The computer?
No, it's for NES. And Super Nintendo.
I don't think I've ever played it. Wasn't that a math game?
Yeah, it's sort of like an educational game.
Yeah, it's different. It's a educational tool, so it's not a game.
So yesterday, Nintendo came out with their Nintendo Direct, which is Nintendo's version of their announcements of games.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out with a huge freaking... And I'm not even being sarcastic. The games that they came out with in news were freaking awesome. So yesterday they announced that Princess Rosalina and Luma will be in the new Super Smash Bros. Game.
Did you hear that the Wii Fit Girl was going to be in it?
Yeah, I heard about that too.
Stupid.
It is stupid, but they had Game & Watch and they had Rob, so...
Yeah, but Rob is cool and Mr. Game & Watch, you know, he was strong. The Wii Fit person, what powers do they have?
I don't know.
Make you lose weight? Is that a good thing?
Mario 2, I don't know. And also Sonic has been confirmed for Super Smash Bros. I don't know if we spoke about that.
What about Snake? Is Snake going to be there?
I doubt Snake's going to be there.
Old Snake?
No, he won't be. Why would he be there? Old Snake's not even on the Nintendo console.
Raiden?
No, Raiden's not going to be on it.
Revengeance?
No, Raiden was in PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale.
Batman?
Ooh, that'd be nice. But yeah, so Princess Rosalina and Luma will be in Super Smash Bros. She was also in Super Mario 3D World, so... That was weird. As an actual playable character.
That was the galaxy chick, right?
Yeah.
To help my planets was being destroyed?
Yep.
Nice.
So she's gonna be in Super Smash Bros. Along with Mario Kart 8. She's also gonna be a selectable character there. And in Mario Kart 8, you can play as the babies. Baby Luigi, Baby Mario, so on and so forth.
Nice.
I really want this game, Mario 8. Oh, it's gonna be so good. For Wii U.
That's the Mario Kart 8. Is that out already or
no? No, it's coming out next year.
Jeez, they gotta get creative with the names. I have a feeling the next one's gonna be 9.
That would make sense. And they included some new courses like airport, desert, and high in the clouds, along with new vehicles, including UFO, carts, and bikes. And I like the bikes, so.
The bikes were good.
Yeah,
they're really good. They're tricky to use, but if you can master it, it's good.
Yeah. They also announced, of course, the new eShop game, NES Remix, which I will be reviewing. The review should be up, if not this week, then next week. But yeah, the NES Remix game for $15. I know it sounds pricey. A lot of people were complaining about the
price. But just look at what it offers.
Not only that, but it's a new game. Like, shut up. Like, this...
If they didn't announce it, that they were making it or whatever, like, if it didn't come out, people would be like, you know what they should do? They should just do a remix version of all the Nintendo games. And people would be like, yeah, I'd pay like $50 for it. But the fact that they actually made it, and people's like, $15. $15!
But here's the stupid thing. This is the crazy thing. They announced it, and like, a new game is coming out for the eShop exclusively on the eShop. You cannot buy a copy of this. And it's on there now. Because it was online that they streamed it, right?
Yeah.
And people were able to buy it right away. There was no waiting or anything. Like, I've never heard that happen.
Never had to even leave the house.
Yeah. They're like, oh yeah, there's a new game. This is what it looks like. You can buy it now for $15. And it was like, holy shit, here it is. And as soon as I got home, I bought it without skipping a heartbeat. And thank you again for the birthday present.
You're welcome.
Because this is with your gift cards that you got me.
I got you the card, and I can't believe you actually spent it.
Sorry, Rui. Actually, I still have the card.
You keep the card.
So I thought that was pretty cool, because it's like, I know that there's a lot of emulators and ROM hacks out there where you can play as Mario. Like, A Bobo's Big Adventure, I don't know if you ever played that game.
No.
Play it. It's awesome. It's like all the best of every world. It's like it's on Newgrounds. And there's another game, I forget what it's called, but they pretty much combine all the sprites and make it into its own game. Except this is an actual one made from Nintendo, so it's pretty cool. Do you remember a long time ago we made a top 10 games that should be announced at E3 2011, and we said one of the games should be Sonic and Mario Adventure?
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of happening with the new DLC for Sonic Lost World for Wii U.
Interesting.
So, a free DLC, right?
Free?
Free DLC includes a new zone for Sonic Lost World on Wii U. Not 3DS, which sucks, but on the Wii U. This new zone is called Yoshi's Island Zone.
Ooh! Yoshi!
Yoshi! So what this means is that you'll be playing as Sonic, and because the new Yoshi game is called like Yoshi's Epic Yarn or some bullshit.
Isn't that Kirby?
It is Kirby, but the new game is pretty much that. It's all yarny and stuff. So you're going to play as Sonic in that world.
Interesting. So, that is pretty interesting.
So his enemies are Shy Guys, the Piranha Plants, there's pipes that you can go into. Instead of fucking rings, it's coins.
It's a weird mashup. I don't know if I'd be comfortable with that.
That's pretty cool, though, I gotta say.
Yeah, but it's different. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost as if someone, like, modded it to be like that.
No, it's an official game. You can even get Yoshi eggs as Sonic. How cool is that? That's fucking awesome. I'm so happy. I want to buy this version just for this DLC.
But, did you also know that, I didn't know, I guess I wasn't surprised, but there's another Mario and Sonic Olympics game.
Yeah, I know. I didn't bother bringing that
up. I thought they stopped after the year 2000.
Oh, because those games do very well. That's
they are actually kind of fun. Let's be honest. They're pretty good.
I never liked them.
Maybe the newest ones I haven't played yet, but the first one, I liked it.
But yeah, what do you think of the new Sonic World DLC?
The fact that it's free, it's good. The fact that it's a combination of something else, I don't know, it makes me feel, like, weird.
Why? It's awesome.
I don't know, because like, I know, but you don't really see it, you know what I mean? Like, view it that way. Like, I don't know, it's like playing that Mario level backwards. Like, you know, it just doesn't feel right. At least to me.
Wow, that's weird. They also announced a new Dr. Mario game. Wait. No, it's the Year of Luigi. Dr. Luigi game.
Why is it the Year of Luigi?
Just pull some bullshit together to make some announcements. Anyways, yes, the Year of Luigi includes Dr. Luigi, which will be available on December 31st for the Wii U, which will fully support the gamepad for $14.99, but it comes with Dr. Mario mode as well, so.
Cool.
I am Dr. Mario, and I am saving lives.
Ding.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. I like Dr. Mario. I have no beef with that.
It's an okay game.
It's pretty good. The music's awesome.
Yeah.
Wii Sports Club. Golf has been released for the Wii Sports Club lineup. I hate this thing that they're doing with this.
What do you mean?
So they're releasing each game for Wii Sports on its own for $10.
So if you want bowling, you gotta buy bowling?
For $10.
Yeah, do you remember the good old days when they would give you the game for free when you bought the system?
So you can try it for free for 24 hours, but then you have to buy the game.
Members. That's dumb.
It's really dumb. So they just announced Wii Sports Club, the golf. The one that you had for Wii Sports, which is weird, because the Wii's backwards compatible. So you can play the Wii Sports game anytime.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the new levels.
That's true. It comes with the 9 new levels of Golf US course, ooh, whatever. And you use the gamepad, apparently, on the floor. Which I don't get. You just look at the floor at the ball. That's about it. Because you can still use the remote. Anyways, it's a gimmick.
Yeah, exactly. You're just looking at the floor.
Yeah.
You're looking at a patch of green grass with a white ball.
Right? And they also said that next year they will include the boxing and the baseball.
For $10.
For $10 each. That's crazy. That's insane. It's $50. You can buy Wii Sports for $20. It's silly. They also announced Donkey Kong Country Cranky Kong, which we spoke about, and a new Kirby game, Kirby Triple Deluxe, which will be exclusive for the 3DS, and will have 20 different abilities, including 4 new ones created specifically for the game.
They'd have 20 different abilities?
Yeah.
But 4 new ones?
Yeah.
So, are the others, like, 16 the same?
Yes.
Hmm. Hmm. But didn't you predict how a Kirby game, they should make one?
Yeah.
Would you say that this game saved the Wii U?
It's for 3DS.
Huh? Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. So why the hell would you link it to your games that can save the Wii U?
Because I said they should take a page out of what I said, because my idea is better.
Who said they can't? They won't. They probably will.
Just saying, you should make that game where you Kirby mix a lot. Like I said, let us mix all the abilities we want. We'll tell you what we want. They did that in the Nintendo 64 version. Crystal Shards. You can have like a bowling ball and the fucking... Anyways. Okay. So that was a huge announcement that Nintendo made, which is pretty awesome.
It's not a bad announcement. Not bad at all.
That's pretty awesome. And now we are in Deals of the Week. So if you're a PlayStation Store member, you get Floor for $5.99 and Pinball Arcade for free.
For free?
For free.
For free.
And if you're a PlayStation Plus member, so this is the game that PlayStation Plus offers you right now. Ready?
I'm ready.
Good. I can't read it all. if I open it, will it become bigger? No, it doesn't. Forget it. Forget the whole thing. Anyways, the game that they're offering for free this week is... I don't even know how to read that. Can you read that?
For free this week? Hold on.
It's in game collection. It's not even really a word.
Scrolling. PS3 bundles. There you go. Okay. Dyad?
Dint? I don't know. I can't read that. Anyways, that game's free. Holiday discount week 3 includes Far Cry 3 for $17.99 instead of $29.99. Far Cry 3 Ultimate Edition for $21.19. That's a lot of stuff. Hitman Blood Money HD is $4.25 instead of $16.99, which is a really good price.
I'm really trying to figure out what the game's called.
Guacamole is it's $3.75 instead of $14.99, which is an awesome price.
It's Dyad.
Dyad?
D-Y-A-D.
I see it now. God of War Ascension
Holy
is 10
crap.
Bucks. What?
Did you know there was a section? If you actually clicked on it, it tells you all the games that are free.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was trying to do, but I couldn't remember. Anyways, stop interrupting me. God of War Ascension is 10 bucks instead of 40. Pixel Junk Shooter 2 is 250 instead of 10. Pixel Junk Side Scroll is 250 instead of 10. Limbo for PS3 is 375 instead of 15. Same thing for Vita. Deadpool is not really discounted, good price. Angry Birds Star Wars for PS3 is $32.39. Are you
it's
on
It's a little
crack?
Bit cheaper.
That's insane.
You can play it for free on Facebook.
You can play it for free on iPhone right now. It's free.
Right now?
Other plus discount prices including Atomic Ninjas, which we reviewed for $2. Impossible Game is 75 cents. That's crazy. And that's pretty much it. And a lot more sales. Fuck, PS has a lot of sales.
It's too many.
Yeah, it's really good sales. Club Nintendo, if you're a Club Nintendo member, you can get the following games for free. Not for free. Nintendo 3DS, you could get Mario's Picross for Game Boy for $100 or 100 coins.
Mm-hmm.
Starship Defense for 3DS for $150 or 150 coins. And that's it. And I was like, those two games suck. And here's the thing that bugged me. So it says here, Wii U, you get Super Mario Brothers The Lost Levels for $150 or 150 coins. And you can get Balloon Fight, which I fucking hate Balloon Fight. I hate this stupid game. Anyways.
Is the one with the ostriches?
No, it's the one where you're like on balloons and you have to flap your wings or flap your arms. You're thinking of Joust
or whatever. Yeah.
Balloon Fight for 200 coins or 200 bucks for Wii U. Now here's what pissed me off about this. You see how it says Wii U?
Okay.
It's not for Wii U, it's for Wii.
Oh.
So I spent 150 coins on Super Mario Bros. 2 to Lost Levels thinking it was for Wii U because I was like, fucking, it's about
but
time.
But it wasn't.
It's about time you guys put up games for Wii U, and it's not. So I got to wait for that to come out on Wii U so I can pay
them. Did you email them saying, give me 150 bucks back?
I tweeted them and they ignored me. Now here's the thing that bugged me even more. So I had about 600 coins because, okay. You know, I didn't know that there was anything special. If you scroll down, you can see an awesome Luigi's Mansion figurine for 1,500 coins.
Okay.
I had 1,500 coins.
But?
But I spent it on fucking games because I didn't know they were going to give a free thing like that at the end. I never thought they were going to do that. And it's such an awesome looking statue. Do you see it?
Yeah, I saw it. They're holding the vacuum.
Do you
Look,
see?
Do you see? That is pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it's really freaking cool. But anyways, those are Club Nintendo thingies. Where the hell is my deal of the week for Xbox? Weird.
I have it open. It's, do you want me to say it?
Yeah, can you?
It's The Whole Walking Dead, Season 1.
There we go.
For $1.69 each. Each is $5, but it's $1.06. That's not bad.
That's a wicked price.
If you were to add the taxes and everything, it's like $2 a game. That's $8 for a really good game.
I think Episode 1 is free because it's not even up here.
Wait, you know what? You're right. It is free. I didn't notice. I was wondering why I got up to $8 instead of
$10. Yeah. So that's a pretty good price. That's a really amazing price.
Yeah, it's good. And I think they're trying to prepare you for Season 2.
Exactly. Which is smart. At least there's a theme to it. Not like fucking, here's Sega and fishing. Hey, that's something you're not tired of. Here's something we don't really do. iPhone deals. For a limited time, the following games are available for $1 on the iOS App Store, and they're all Warner Brothers games. So it's gonna be on iOS and Android as well. So
all
right, Bastion is $1,
mm-hmm.
which is an amazing game which I own. Scribblenauts Remix $1, I already have that too. Lego Batman DC Superheroes $1. Lego Harry Potter Years 1-4 $1. Lego Harry Potter Years 5-7 $1. Batman Arkham City Lockdown I have that $1. Man of Steel is $1. I'm gonna buy that.
What are you, a chicken or something?
A block. Duckman. Block. King Chicken. Anyways, Green Lantern, Rise of the Manhunters is $1. Harry Potter Spells $1. Adventurers $1. Midway Arcade Games. That's awesome, because that has our Rampage on it.
Oh.
For $1. And Tapper World Tour is $1.
$1.
So, $1.
$1.
Anyways, and Steam started their holiday sale. It's the holiday sale.
I'm actually looking at it now on my Steam login.
And
holiday.
So, this week at least, from December 19th to January 3rd, every week, or each day, there's going to be more than 2,000 games on sale. By the time you hear this, it won't matter, but I'm going to tell you anyways. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance is $20 right now, 33% off, pre-purchase. BioShock Infinite is $10. The Stanley Parable, which apparently that showed up on our... never mind. That's $8.99. I have no idea what it is, but I have heard a lot of good things about it. Mm-hmm. Dead Island is $5.
Batman That's really good. $5.
Yeah. Batman Arkham Origins is $24.99. Mirror's Edge is $5. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of...
There's if you scroll... Well, yeah, I guess on the website link you provide, if you scroll down... There's like Borderlands 2 Game of the Year, 50% off, comes with all the DLC. There's 100 items for today that are on sale.
Yeah.
So you can just get one next, and there is a lot of
And games. By the time I read all of them, they will know. Are they going to still be on sale? Or
For the next 15 hours.
Yeah, so.
No, just for the next 15 hours, and it's done.
Oh, shit. Alice is $5. Man, if I play PC games, I would do that.
I just voted for that right now.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, well, because it gives you the three you have to choose to vote for.
Yeah.
And out of all those games, Alice, like, why not? And also, if you vote, for every three votes you do, you get a Snow Globe trading card. Don't know what the fuck that is, but I want one.
I want the Luigi figurine, man. God damn it.
I feel bad for you, son, but I got 99 problems and ain't one. Hit it. Damn. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'll be honest. Now I understand where it's like Steam sales are here. No, Daddy, no.
No, Daddy, no. It's just a wallet.
I get it now. Because I'm looking at this, I'm like, oh.
Dude, I want this. It. I don't even place
Oh, I could buy that. And I'm like thinking, I'm like, it's only $5. That's actually a really good price. But then if you slowly start adding it up, $5 becomes like $200 on a bunch of games you'll probably never play.
You can buy this, and you can buy that.
And you can buy this,
and you can buy that. So, so there's your crazy steal. I'm sorry, I said steal because I'm buying Man of Steel right now for $1 on my iPhone.
Nice.
It's $1. Oh, is it a fighting game? Oh, it is a fighting game.
Forget it. It's a flying game. Just fly.
No, it's
fly
a, with it's a me. Fighting game. Fighting.
I'll be your game.
Like Arkham Asylum. Yeah. Just lost yourself a customer. That's it for our podcast for this week. Because it's the holiday.
In 15 hours. Oh. What games are there going to be in 15 hours?
I don't know. So what happened to Pick of the Week this week, huh? Where'd that go?
It's Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
I usually tend to forget, and I usually do it the next week, but it's Thursday. Well, I still have 3 days to forget.
Yeah, that's true. So just to let you all know that on our website, we'll be putting up reviews of Tomb Raider should be coming up. I'm going to have an opinion piece on the next consoles. Every time there's a good game worth mentioning, we'll do a free app of the day. Callum put up a review, or not a review, an article about a clan invasion for MechWarrior. I'm not sure what that's about. Gareth put up a review for Cubicity, which is a game we got for a review. Thank you, Gareth. And we are currently working on our top 10 games of the year. So I asked all of you, Gareth, Callum, Serge, to send me your top 10s. And what I'm going to do is combine and see which games get voted the most to make it part of the top 10. Mm-hmm. A lot of the games are like... Because I gave my list, and my list was completely different than everybody else's. So the first five games are games I've never played or touched, because everyone else has. And the last five games are games that we all played and agreed on. So,
excellent.
So, yeah, that should be coming up. I'm working on that as we speak. And that's pretty much it. Because this is our holiday season, and we are going to end this with a Paul McCartney song, Wonderful Christmas Time, because I absolutely fucking hate this song. It's playing in the background right now.
Well, I'm totally going to be out of sync.
Yeah, probably. But
that'll make your editing harder.
That's okay. My editing's always harder. But yeah, so I guess Merry Christmas to everyone. Again, yes, even if you don't celebrate it, you are aware that it exists.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. That was actually the Simpsons Tapped Out commercial. It's like, Merry Christmas. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, you do realize it does exist, right?
Yeah, actually, that's true. You don't have to celebrate or even acknowledge it, but it does exist.
I don't think it's even a religion thing anymore. I mean, to me, it was never really a religion thing. It was always like...
Well, Simpson had that intro or whatever. I saw it on 9gag, but it was like 93 days till the actual birth of Christ.
Which day is that?
April something, I think? I don't know. Whatever 93 days is from now is.
Okay.
They're a joke saying, like, we celebrate as, like, the birth of Jesus, but his actual birth was, like, in 93 days, whatever it was. Simpsons did it. It was funny. I thought it was cool, okay?
It's the holiday season, and whoop-dee-doo. But seriously, though, Merry Christmas to everybody, and to all a good night. Ho, ho, ho. Are we doing a podcast
next week? Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Are we doing a podcast next week?
Maybe. Could be.
We'll put it as maybe. I don't want to say yes, and then we lie
maybe,
to everybody
baby.
Again. Maybe, baby.
What's the worst that they're going to do? Stop listening?
I don't think there is anyone listening. Anyways, thank you very much. Again, there will be reviews. Oh, yeah. What?
Huh?
What?
No, I said, oh, you're welcome. You're saying to the you know, our fans, but I'm taking it personal and taking credit for stuff.
Make sure to follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/thepairofnerds. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe and rate us on iTunes, please. You can also email your pick of the week to, or you say, what do you always say?
Email me my pictures.
Mm-hmm. What kind of pictures?
Funny pictures. Anything to do with gaming, nerdy stuff, you know. Stuff that you like.
And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or whatever the hell, what have you, you can email me at kevinappearance.com or
RoosterAppearance.com.
That's right. And we'll talk to you guys next week, maybe. We'll see. It's the holiday season.
It's the holiday season.
No, Paul McCartney. She'll be having
whatever Christmas time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 My tummy hurts.
Oh.
What was the steak I ate? Wait a minute. My fiance ate that steak.
Oh, my God.
No.
No. Spirits up, we're here tonight. Oh, no.